Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Derek Jasper to talk Troy girls basketball. The Lady Trojans now 3-5 on the season with a game this week. Unlike most teams, Troy did get a league game in at the Twin Valley League tournament there in Onega. Really great game, Coach. Good game. Just unfortunate not the outcome you wanted. Your team ends up falling 52-48. Talk about the game against Lynn on Monday and what kind of stood out.
Yeah, first time all year we've given up over 50 points. You know, Lynn put up 52 on us, so I was a little disappointed in our defense, kind of some of our effort and stuff as the game progressed. We jumped up to a 17-3 lead, and I thought, wow, maybe we don't need to practice at all. We'll play this well, but then kind of went downhill after that. I thought our effort, you know, kind of decreased a little bit throughout the game. I don't know, you know, if we're a little bit tired, but a little bit out of shape, but everybody's in the same boat, so there's no excuses. So kind of a poor effort defensively. I didn't expect to lose very many games this year if we put up 48 points, but a credit to Lynn. He shot the ball pretty well from the inside, and they have a returning all-league post player on the inside that hurt us pretty good at times, getting offensive rebounds and putbacks. So not a great effort. Harper Westline had a big offensive game, and we got some good scoring from Allie Franken kind of for the first time this year. So we always need that second and third score. Now we just need all of us to play a little better at the same time during the same game.
You play Washington County, I believe, next, a team you haven't faced so far yet this season. That game is Wednesday afternoon at 3:15. So a couple more games, and I know everybody's in the same boat as you mentioned, and everybody wants to get back to something normal maybe next week. But what's kind of the mindset, especially with not having practice again Tuesday, and kind of your plan and what you'll tell the girls to finish out this week and try to get back to some kind of normalcy?
Hey, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed that we're not, you know, didn't make it out into the winner's bracket side there. Now we're playing some other teams that lost, but it's an opportunity for us to get a couple wins. We've lost three in a row. Going to be nice, even competitive games. We'll play Washington County tomorrow, a team that's kind of been up and down this year. Got beat by Axel pretty good yesterday, but had given D West a decent game the week before. So they've been kind of hot and cold, kind of like us, probably kind of like everybody, a little bit inconsistent. So a team that's going to show up for them, and we don't know how we're going to show up either. So hopefully it'll be a competitive game. Hopefully we can come out on top of that one. Then we'll play again early Saturday morning, 10 o'clock. So early leave time for Saturday morning against the home team, Onega. So an opportunity to go out and compete. And, you know, if we can get two wins out of the tournament, it'd be tremendous, but that'll be tough to do.
You bet. Next week, getting back to normal, as we mentioned, you got Mariel Mount Academy and then actually Washington County again with the road game next Friday. Well, best of luck, Coach. As always, thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Justin.
Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls. Our locker room chats will continue after this timeout.